now thousands of college staff and students are marching outside Parliament later in protest over funding cuts to the sector. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn will be among the crowd as college heads voice fears over job losses and shortages. 90% are having difficulty keeping staff and worry about finding new ones to replace them. It comes as the UK itself is dealing with skills shortages, which colleges are, of course, vital in filling. Joining me now ahead of the march is David Hughes, head of the Association of Colleges. David, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is the message that you'll actually be trying to get across to government this morning?
Well, it's a really simple one. What we're saying is that we need to invest in our people. The Prime Minister has been talking about those people who are just about managing. They're the people who need new skills. They need retraining. They need upskilling to be able to fill the job vacancies that businesses are struggling to fill.
Now, the majority of the education sector has been protected from austerity, but further education is not. What's the actual reality on the ground?
Oh, the reality is quite stark, actually. We've seen something like a 60% increase in university income over the last decade. At the same time, we've seen a 30% cut in college income in that same period. So what we're ending up with is colleges operating on very thin margins, reducing the number of courses they offer, reducing the number of hours they're teaching. You know, our young people at 16, 17 years of age are getting something like 15 hours a week of teaching contact hours. In most of the European countries we compete with, they get 25, 26, 27, 28 hours. So we're shortchanging our young people, but we're also, we've seen a 50% drop in the number of opportunities for adults to train, just at the time when, you know, the skills shortages are widening.
Absolutely, and when there are fewer young people, just because of demographic changes within the UK, presumably there are, you know, struggles in terms of competition between colleges now as well.
Well, there are, and I mean, but the biggest problem really is that our survey today with small business owners showed that 50% are already struggling to recruit skilled people, and they're saying that 60% of them are saying the biggest challenge to them going forward is recruiting skilled people, not the customs union or the single market. It's about skills. It's about trying to find the people, and they are the backbone of our economy.
Now, more money has been put into apprenticeships through the apprenticeship levy, through large funds being told to effectively put money into training budgets. Does this money find its way into colleges from companies?
Some of it does, and what we've got to recognise is that a small minority of employers actually take on apprentices, and most SMEs, most small businesses will struggle. And people who are in kind of dead-end jobs, they're not going to be offered an apprenticeship, and they're the people we need to retrain if we're going to fill the gaps. The number of EU nationals coming over to fill those jobs is already dropping. You know, sterling is not as strong as it was, and they're not able to make as much money. With Brexit, we think that will get worse, and so do the business owners. 60% are saying that's their biggest challenge, and half of them are saying that the best place to get the skills is in colleges, but the colleges have been starved of investment.
Now, is this a problem that will solve itself? We've been told that austerity will be over at the end of the month. A slight hint of scepticism in my voice, but we have the government's budget. There could be potentially more funding for education as well as for other parts of the economy. But also, as you say, the amount of workers coming from Europe and other parts of the world may change. That, in turn, might mean that there's more money for skills training, just because it has to be there.
Nick, that's a lovely optimistic view, isn't it? I mean, I wish it was. Yeah, no, it's very good to be optimistic at this time. I mean, look, that's why we're doing this week of action. That's why we're doing the march. That's why thousands of students and staff will be out on the streets this afternoon, because they're saying to the government, invest in people, invest in our communities. Do it through colleges because they're best place to do it. I think they have got the opportunity to do it. We're not talking about just throwing money away. We're talking about investing in the people that the Prime Minister has said she cares so much about.
And what's the reality here? If we don't get more funding, if things don't change, presumably we're going to see colleges closing.
Well, we're already seeing colleges closing down opportunities, and that's the big worry. And so what we've seen is lots of colleges not offering evening classes. And the evening classes are the kind of the absolute meat of the sector, where people can get that opportunity to do training and education alongside work. And we've seen a halving of the number of opportunities in the last decade. We think it needs to double again. We absolutely need to see that investment. So, yeah, the government's got the opportunity. Philip Hammond has the opportunity in the budget. The Conservative Party chair of the Education Select Committee wrote to him this week saying, please do something about this. You know, we're the only country in Europe that where there's a dip in funding for 16 and 17-year-olds. It's absolutely absurd. There's no reason for it. We're not investing in the future. We're not investing in people. That's what the government needs to do.